your secret fort. We are going to daydream now and go visit a magic desert island, one filled with coconut palm trees and birds and monkeys, and which has a secret oasis and waterfall and a special boat tied up and waiting for us. You can let me be your guide there. I promise that I know the way. And if you listen to my voice, you'll be there in no time. Imagine the night sky. It's deep blue and filled with twinkling stars, with bright orange and gold, where the sun has just gone down. You notice that you're laying on a soft, silky sleeping bag right now, looking up at this sky and the stars and the very bright full moon shining on you. Beside you is a clear, shallow pool of soft, sparkling light. You can see hints of moonlight glinting off half-buried treasure in the pool. Your pool, filled with all good things that are always coming to you and being replenished in your life. You and your oasis are surrounded by boulders and totally protected in this circle of big rocks in your magic oasis in the center of a hidden desert island. It's the safest place in the world. And this is what it looks like at night here, when the sun has gone down and the sky is still bright and colorful. Just then, you look over and notice a light shining through a doorway. There is a little house, a kid-sized house, under the coconut trees, inside your circle of boulders. You get up and walk toward this little fort. It's made of wood and has big green palm leaves over the roof. And right there on the door is a sign with your name written out. It's your fort, but it's stronger than a fort. It's almost like a little house. So you walk in, and inside it feels very snug and safe, and the lights are on. You see a big, fluffy bed. It's just how you like it. You see your games and toys, and all your favorite things there, too.